How you doing?
This is my good friend Christopher Herndon next to me.
Hi.
You want to introduce yourself or plug anything or just dig into it?
Let's dig into it.
All right. Well, hand me a paper.
There you
it's
go.
Slow news week, and we're both exhausted. So, any kernel of entertainment you get out of this, we're going to be just strip mining from nothing. You wanted to talk about that crackpot who said the world was going to end. The world didn't end.
The world did not end. It didn't end in 1994. It didn't end yesterday.
Yeah, and he said that before. What? I don't know anything about this, basically. What did he want people to do? Was it you better repent thing? Because I heard he was trying to get money out of people. Were you supposed to donate?
Well, that's the end I can't figure out, because I don't know if he... I don't think he got donations. I know he got some for advertising. He said he was going to use it for advertising. So that's probably his angle. He was going
so
to
he
say...
he just skims off the top of the advertising?
Yeah, saying that you know, but there were billboards and everything, but he...
Although it'd be pretty hard to, sue the guy for fraud based on not getting the word out.
Right. Right, so...
I knew about it, and we were at a comic book convention.
Yeah,
basically.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah, so... And he encouraged people to spend their own money to also buy billboards and stuff.
Really?
So, the fact that... I mean, he's a loaded guy. His radio station is worth a few million, I read somewhere. I don't know how much it is. I mean, it's a large number. Double-digit millions, you know. But I'm not sure if he... I think he may believe it.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask. Does he believe that this is going to happen?
I think he did.
Let me just slide this over a little bit closer to you. Give me that ashtray.
I think he believes it. I think he believes it.
And
I didn't at first, but after reading it today.
So what was his story today? Is he distraught, or is he...
Oh, yeah. Yeah. He was confused, and he realizes... He forgot to carry the one or something.
Did anybody give him the proposition that perhaps he just didn't get called?
After
the Raptors came and you got left.
If he showed
you're
up
with the rest of us, pal.
Yeah.
Guess what? You were right and you were wrong.
Yeah. If he showed up to work that day and he's like, "Well, I guess it didn't happen," and you know, his camera guy was like, "What are you talking about?"
He's the only one at work. Well, I guess it didn't work. Bill? Chuck?
Yeah.
Steve?
Anybody?
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah. There's a guy at the gym who's, into all this. Did I tell you that story about him?
No, tell me
he's,
that.
First of all, he's like... And this is my problem with most of these people, is... And, even with Wiccans and all this stuff that's just sort of... It's out in the fringes. It's not the mainstream stuff that everybody believes in.
Yeah.
You know, there's, seven religions out there that are similar enough that you could pick and have some credibility with. You know, Christianity or... You know, I could say, the guy who invented the nuclear bomb and the guy who discovered electricity believed this. I have some credibility in the others who believe in this. But a lot of these guys, you look at their lives, and nothing in their life makes you think that they're wiser than the rest of us, or they have the inside track, you know?
No.
They're usually disheveled crackpots who have nothing else except, you know, everybody wants to think they're smarter than everyone else, so you hit rock-bottom skids, and you just want to believe that you've got the inside track on the world ending or something, I guess. But anyhow, so he wears Zupas still, you know, those puffy pants with the tiger stripes on them, and a disheveled t-shirt, and he'll be barefoot in the gym, and just, you know.
It's always a good look.
Yeah.
Just flopping around your stink foot everywhere.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, this guy seems like he's got it together. I want to know what makes him tick. You know, like Tony Robbins, you know, he doesn't have that gleaming smile. Hey, this guy's got it together. How'd you get that fancy car, my friend?
There's a guy with white hair following around talking about how Ace is the place, spraying everywhere.
Yeah. So we're standing outside.
Get my video game. Boom! There it is. Ace is the place. Oh, okay.
So we're standing outside. And you met Stefan.
Yeah.
Mohawk. You have black fingernails tattooed up.
Yeah.
I look like me. And then there's Daryl, who's a tall guy, sort of looks like a skinhead.
Oh, and he's just bald. I don't know if he looks like a skinhead.
Well, sure. Well, next to the rest of us.
Okay,
you
sure. Know,
you saw him on his own, he looked fine, but next to me and Stefan, you figure he's
okay.
He's got his own bizarre
right.
mystique about him by proxy.
Yeah.
So we're standing out in the parking lot talking. It's like 10:15 at night, pitch black, and the guy comes up to us and goes, just straight into it, man, like nothing's nothing. Like, you want to join my God's army to fight Satan, you know, when the apocalypse comes, when the Satan's army comes. They're just like, hey, would you like to buy a magazine subscription? You know, it was like that. Would you like to buy a Snickers bar for my kids' little league team? It's just like, matter of fact, just out there.
Wow.
Yeah.
And he wasn't just screwing around with you guys.
He wasn't giving us a hard time.
What'd you say? It's like, no thank you, sir.
That's exactly what I said. Yeah. I said, no thank you.
Yeah.
He's like, well, you know, when the devil's army here, you know, like he thought the earth was going to have a fissure, a crack was going to split open, and demons were going to spill out, and we were going to all fight them.
If that happens.
Yeah.
How would we stand a chance?
That was exactly my thought. Look, friend, I'm not doing too good fighting Satan, theoretically.
Right.
You know, I'm like a physical level. Yeah, just fighting temptation, I'm not doing too good at.
Yeah.
Do I want to? No, me.
In a physical conversation with something that makes it his business, torturing and destroying people?
You're telling me you believe that a demon is going to come flying out with wings and the whole bit? No, I have no interest in fighting that.
Right.
Me, Stefan, and Daryl, and you, we're going to run out there with swords and we're going to hack it. No.
Swords. Of course with swords.
Of course with thanks. No, thank you. I think Stefan gave him the business a little bit, but I just said, nah.
If they're eternal... Nah,
that's all right. And besides that, like I say, you know...
And what's that going to do if they're eternal beings anyway? Aren't demons supposed to be... what are you going to do with them?
I don't know. If they die, where do they go? They go to hell, and they come back out the fissure.
Right.
Seems like a losing proposition to me. And the other losing proposition to me is, as I say, you know, I try to be a good person, but I'm really, you know... He's really going to be judging on a curve in order for me to get. So, which side am I really supposed to be fighting on? You know,
I
end up sitting on a bench in hell.
Yeah,
to Satan, I want to be awkward. You know, hey, you remember when I cut your ear off with that saber?
Yeah,
I didn't know what team I was supposed to be.
I'm a hired gun. You can respect that, can't you?
I was a little confused. And you know about confusing people, right?
Right.
It's your thing. Look, I was. Sorry.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Like, how do you...
For the rest of eternity, hey, remember the time you hit me in the face with the sword?
Yeah. Oh, jeez. Here we go.
Again with the sword. I'd be like eternal marriage. Hey, remember the time? Again with the sword thing. I apologize 1,000 times for that. But that's a guy like...
That's what hell is. It's just being in a really bad marriage with Lucifer.
Yeah.
You can't get out of. It's the 20s and there's no divorce and you're Catholic and they're not letting you out. and one of you is constantly pregnant.
Right. And then, right. And he remembers everything you ever did. So, that's those people, man, but they're out there. And I don't know what he does for a living, but like... And plus he's got like a $50 minivan. So are we going to go twirling around the East Coast? I'll just right on the top, just hang on to the bicycle rack and just swing my saber back and forth as you do donuts in the parking lot of the Armada? Or what? What's our plan here?
That works.
Yeah, by the way, what army? You and us three, that's not even a platoon, right? We don't even have enough guys for a stick. Much less an army.
Well, you can get that crap pot. You could get roll his bag of bones out and see what good he can do.
Yeah. So, but you know, he believed it right down to the enough to go up to three complete strangers.
Oh, man,
ask him about. Oh, and the best part is, we say no thank you, and you know he's still muttering. You know, Ezekiel 3:15 or whatever, blah blah blah. And, you know, still giving us the sales pitch as he's wandering off. You know, why you think about it, fellas? You know, he's doing the soft sell at that point. Well, you know. Think it over, maybe you'll change your mind. Mortgage rates aren't going to go down, you know. Just keep that in the back of your head, man. I'll see what I can do about getting that true code on there for you, too, if you end up coming around. Maybe a nice, you know, wooden gearshift knob on there and a whole bit. You know, he's like doing that.
Yeah.
Opens the door, and five stray dogs just run out in different directions.
There you go. There's some part of the army.
Yeah. And, like, I'm assuming they're not his dogs, so they wanted no part of him. You open the door, and they just five different directions and just ran. Like, no. Oh, holy shit, man, we're free. Let's get the hell out of here. We're just crackpot. And he's, like, chasing them around the parking lot, you know.
I like it better to think that he didn't have any idea they were in there either. They just snuck in. But because they came out, he assumes that they're supposed to be in there because God willed it.
So disjointed from reality. Yeah. You're supposed to be in. But he's like running around the parking lot trying to chase it. You know, he's got one and then he's trying to get the other one. And we're just standing there like, what this guy? Some shepherd you are, pal. Shepherd of men, my ass. You can't even kick four wiener dogs in a schnauzer. But
oh, wow, there were wiener dogs?
There were two wiener dogs. There was like a
That's
cop,
even funnier.
Like a cop, yeah. You want to have a good time, watch a grown man in Zupas barefoot run around chasing two schnauzers through a parking lot.
Flat. Come here.
Trying to reach under a Volkswagen car. Sorry.
I mean,
thousand pardons. Yeah, it was ridiculous. It was, and just on a salesman level, I felt bad for the guy at that point because he's doing the soft sell on the way out, thinking maybe these guys are gonna come around, and
Again with the dogs!
I'm sure as soon as they...
Every time I try to recruit to my army, you guys... They're hiding out. That's what they do. They follow around, and they ambush them. That's Satan at work.
Just trying to make...
That wasn't just wiener dogs. That was Cerebus.
A cross between like Cerebus and Voltron or something. Yeah. Like he splits off into five different things, and then joins his one body.
Of course.
What did they yell when they turned into Voltron? Was there something like they yelled? Or
I don't remember that.
Was that Voltron or was that something else that came into pieces? Voltron. Was that the Power Rangers?
Yeah, Voltron came. Power Rangers, Voltron, right? I don't know. Pretty much.
It's basically the same thing. I know the Power Rangers, they each have like some different thing, and then they join in the one.
Yeah, that was Voltron. Yeah, with the lines, all the different lines.
Yeah.
And then you had the car one, which was always a bummer. Yeah. That was on. It's like, yeah, Voltron. Okay, Voltron's on, let's watch. Oh, cars. And they couldn't even, like, it wasn't even cool, like Transformers, where like they would transform into a robot too. It was just a car, like the arm car was just a fist on wheels. Like, good job, guys.
I always felt bad for the guy who was the torso. Like, one guy gets the kick and the other guy gets to punch and shoot a rocket fist, and he's just like, I guess
I'll just stand here
and
get punched whenever the robies someone attacks.
I'll just keep working this gear that pumps the artificial heart in here. Is that a treadmill in there? Can I be the fist next time? No!
Bam! That got a wowee! Right, fist. You really got nailed him with that. Here it comes. Shoom! What do you get, princess? Give him a good kick in the nuts. Yeah, good job. All right, everybody. Good job. That's great. How do you do, little guy?
Yeah, the middle guy just has like his face pressed up against the glass like a kid looking into a toy store.
And then, of course, the Robies hits him again.
Yeah, the two mechanical arms high-five each other. He's just sitting in there.
And he's supposed to be in charge, from what I remember.
Is that?
Yeah, he's the guy in charge.
He picked the wrong thing. Or is he like a union guy? He just sits back. Okay, go get him, fellas.
The chick was the princess. I always called her the princess. I assume she was like the princess of their little castle or whatever.
Maybe they're just all chauvinists. Hey, princess, why don't you get the thing for us?
If he was supposed to be in charge, you'd think the princess would be in the middle, but she was like, nah, fuck you. I'm kicking some nuts here. You think I'm going to climb in the middle of that? No, I'm the princess. Get your ass in there.
Oh, I'm in the middle again, huh? No.
No.
No, we tried that. Didn't like it.
Yeah. It's like, I'm going to be putting my big old lion foot in some Robie's business.
Yeah.
Ah, hell no.
So, yeah. But as soon as he opened the door, like when you lock your keys in the car?
Yeah.
And just as soon as it closes, you're like, damn it. I'm like, as soon as he opened, he's like, oh, the dog. door! And then he just has to, you know, with one hand still on the door, just shoulders just slump forward. Shit.
He was so involved in that cell. How do you forget about five dogs? It's not like a dog in a car just like hides under the seat at the last moment and then like springs forth. No, they're in there. I've seen dogs in cars before. Anytime somebody walks it like within a mile of the car, they're like, hey, 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 let me out of this thing. Hey, hey, don't come near it. Don't come near this thing. This is my car. Now let me out. Is that the door? Is that the door? Can you let me out? Don't, get away from it. What are you doing? Oh, wow, this seat cushion is really delicious. Have you tried it? Have you this before? This is really good. This is great stuff. Yeah, this is good. Hey, get away from here. What do you think you're doing? Get away. Get away. Wait, can you open the door? Can you open the door? Hey, hey, who are you? Can you open the door? You open the door. Get away from here. Get away. Like, they're not stable individuals.
Well, that was a part of it that was odd to me, is because that parking lot was dead silent, just him muttering to himself. Because he was about, you know, 30 yards away when he got to that van, and we could still hear him going, "Rosie, you're going to cut the seventh seal. I think you might come around once that seventh seal comes off. I mean, you just think about it." So you hear just the muttering and the flap, flap, like he said, the bare feet walking up to the thing, and then just breaking all silence. So, like, they weren't like yapping, jumping around. They were just like, "No!"
Well, they saw him come out. They're like, "Oh, God. He's coming. Oh, he's doing the cell again. He's doing the cell. He's, oh, my God. I can't believe it." The people he could have chose to sell to, he picks these guys. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, wait. No, he's coming. He's coming. Boomer, knock it off. He's coming. He'll hear you.
It's so good.
Stop it. Come on. We'll do that later. All right. Okay. Remember.
Yeah. Just when the door opens, one still has its nose in its own sack.
Yeah. Oh! I missed my cue again. Oh, delicious testicles. Why must you be so tasty?
Well, now that you mention that, I only assumed there were five dogs in there. Maybe there was like two or three. I was like, I'm not letting let him chase those dogs. I've been through this a hundred times already. Always gets us.
Right.
Yeah, forget it.
Yeah. The old guy, Cool Hand Luke, that just watched poor Luke try to make it out of something. He just shook his head whenever he got put in the box.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
All right, Harry Dean, play that harmonica again.
Good times.
Harry Dean Stanton was old in that movie.
He was in that movie?
Yeah.
I don't remember him.
Yeah, well, the young, sort of touched fellow was Dennis Hopper, right? And then we had Harry Dean Stanton playing that in there. But he was old in that movie. He's one of those guys that's been old forever, like Robert Duvall. Like I was saying the other day, though, Robert Duvall went from kind of strapping old, like, you know, sort of
like 50s,
to instantly 94. There is Godfather, and then there was Lonesome Dove. You know, there was no in between.
Yeah, you know, you're right. I forgot Lonesome Dove. He wasn't exactly a formidable. He wasn't a formidable stature in that movie. But he still has, you know, those steely eyes that kind of look through you.
Yeah.
I'd like him to play the crackpot when they make this movie. You know, that he's all wrinkled. Yeah. When they make the movie of this crackpot apocalypse guy, he could be him.
He's too broad still. Robert Duvall was once a big guy, and you could still kind of tell, you know. He'd be good at it, but you need somebody.
Yeah, the barrel-chestedness never really goes away with those old guys.
Yeah, yeah.
That's kind of.
And this guy just, I mean, he looks like a bag of bones, like somebody like took a bag of bones and just draped Silly Putty over it. Like hot Silly Putty. You know, just like a. Like the back end of a basset hound. You know?
I was going to say a greyhound, yeah.
Just no, like awful, you know? Like, it's like you can kind of, like, its eyes are where his cheeks should be, you know?
Well, that was a funny, see, that's the other thing about it to me that makes me think he must really believe it, because, I mean, his judgment day could be
anytime.
The next time that microwave oven dings and he forgot he had something in there. You know, big motherfucker! Ah! Yeah, has a gripper right there as, you know, his cup of soup boils over.
That guy's heart ain't going. If his heart was going to go, it would have gone ages ago. He's going to be one of those old, like, those those old guys that just, like, you know, like, die driving their car and take, you know, 30 people with them. That's what's going to happen now in October. he's gonna cause a rapture. He's just gonna like some crazy you know butterfly effect where he falls over and like sends another guy like the you know just like snowballs down across the country and then across the world.
Yeah,
you know, like
yeah, the guy who's supposed to change the dampening rides is stuck in traffic because of an accident. Yeah, the other guy who's working three shifts and falls asleep hits the switch with his nose.
Swoosh, you know that. And then that causes the power go out in a you know some chemical lab like up in Michigan where the chemical lab is you know and the anthrax gets out everywhere like, right. And just, there it goes
right yeah
oh, so we got to watch them still.
Maybe they should just sew them and stick them in there with Madoff and they can all have a blanket party on
right
nice and safe in there.
A blanket, but they would, yeah, but they wouldn't have to put soap in the sock. They just hit it with the sock.
They should be all bruised up. Yeah. They'd have to hold the blanket down real gently, otherwise you'd just
it's like like a sandcastle.
Like, they pull it back and there's nothing left. Just where'd he go? He's gone. He disappeared. It was the rapture. No, wait. There's his brain. His glass eye is still there.
Rolling around the hip. You know, it's all sunk into the middle of the mattress. A few fillings of glass eye and a hip.
Exactly.
Oh, and some piece of shrapnel he caught in the war that he didn't really go to. He just, you know, stabbed himself with a pencil.
Right. Well, he took the tour of Normandy Beach and fell and hit on a bayonet that was still down there.
Banged his head on somebody else's somebody else's smoky remains from a grenade and caught some shrapnel in his skull.
Yeah.
I don't know enough about him, though. But
why? Apparently, and why did everybody glom onto him? I don't mean the crazy people, because you know I can understand that he talked to a bunch of crazy people and lonely, disillusioned folks out there.
Well, because
get grabbed up by these guys, but how did it end up on the wires in the AP?
Well, because they bought so much advertising. Like hell, like when I was in Honolulu recently, and on the city buses there, they had the advertisements. I mean, they spent some money. Like I went.
Well, that was a funny thing. I talked to you like right when you got back.
Mm-hmm.
And you didn't know that Osama bin Laden had been killed.
Right. But I knew about the rapture. Yeah, right. Yeah.
I mean, this guy's got a hell of a press agent.
Yeah. Yeah, no kidding, because it was on billboards, like when I went to WonderCon, you know, drove down there in San Francisco, there were billboards all the way, all up and down the West Coast. Well, if they're in the West Coast, for Christ's sake, they're good. Like, I assume that they were all in the Midwest.
Yeah, I would guess so. It's definitely the Bible Belt and all that.
But he's based out of San Francisco, I found out, so that could have something to do with it, too.
Uh-huh. Well, what did the billboards tell you to do, or did it just say it's
just said repent and had a Bible verse taken out of context, or, you know, had some guy.
Like they like to do.
Yeah, it was like some like a silhouette of a guy, but you could tell like he was a working man. Yeah. You know,
I've got my boots on. I got my flannel shirt buttoned up.
Yeah,
but you know what? You should have like a Samsonite thermos there, you know, around a lunchbox, and he's sitting there. But you know what I got time for? I got time to love with another man. That's right, Jesus Christ, my personal savior.
See, the homosexual community should have vandalized those things and just blacked out everything other than love another man. No.
Well, he didn't say that, but that's what you can glean from the photo.
Oh, I got you.
Yeah, you know, that was a subtext. Because he was in front of a sunset. It was a silhouette. Like, he was on a beach, walked out there in his work boots. Yeah, walk on the beach in your work boots. Yeah. Go right ahead.
Yeah, you're kidding me? There's $190 work boots. Yeah, I'm going to get that salt water need his salt boots. You're kidding me? You know how much these things run?
Stretch it out. Soggy sand. It's hard enough to walk barefoot in the sand. Let alone boots that you have to go to work and dumping sand out every the end of every work day. Standing at the tire plant,
right.
You know, with sand in your shoes, and it doesn't matter. You've got sand in your shoes. You've got it elsewhere too. You know, it's everywhere. Oh, there's, it's like glitter, sand and glitter. They're both like invented by the same madman.
Yeah.
It's like what can we have that's annoying and get everywhere without anyone knowing?
That, well, yeah. See, that's,
you drive by the beach on vacation and you got sand up your crack. You know, it's like how did that get there?
Body glitter to me is like the sickest joke ever because the women who wear body glitter often smoking hot, and you want to be near them.
I thought you were going to say the women that wear body glitter are often the ones that you're cheating on your wife with.
What?
Well, you know, they're the ones...
Yeah, oh, yeah, you come holding up the body glitter. Yeah. No, well, yeah, there's that. Yeah, that would be humiliating. But also, right.
You were cheating on you figured.
Yeah. I know what you mean, but thank you for clarifying that.
Yeah.
What the hell are you talking about?
Get in trouble.
Edit. Joe, take care of this. Joe won't edit that. Joe won't have that. That'll be like the opening.
Remember the time you told me you would.
Remember the time you told me? Yeah, that'll be the opening of the closing of every podcast after the lockjaw music.
That's like a time you cheated on your wife.
Yeah, the body glitter, remember? I really wish you hadn't worn that body glitter. It got me in a lot of trouble when I came home.
I thought it looked good. It's the 90s, so what do you do?
But no, what I was going to say is, okay, so you have the one with the body glitter, very attractive.
Yep.
And, of course, very
or mad. Very not. There's no in-between.
You're ruining.
I'm sorry.
You're sorry. Stepping off. Forget it.
Yeah. Very attractive. All right, we'll just sit here, dead air.
Fine. I'm not talking about it. Just hand me the newspaper.
Yep. Let's move on to something. Sure. Yeah. So they're very attractive.
I don't want to talk about it anymore.
Come on.
No, because it wasn't really that great. It was, in the flow of what we were doing, it was semi-amusing, but no, it's... No, I gotta say it.
Yeah.
What I was gonna say was... it's more and more dreadful. The longer I draw this out. God, is this painful.
All
right. Okay, so you got the one with the body glitter. Okay.
Yeah.
Go to Paris, France. So it's manly then if you are able to get in physical contact with these women.
Oh, right. So it's like a badge of honor.
Yeah, it's like a conquest. Getting this woman is a conquest, except then you're walking around with like pink body glitter on.
Right.
And you can't tell that story to everybody you walk past who sees you with body glitter on and giggles to themselves. And every time you see a kid, there's this really hot woman, right? And that's why I rub her around, and that's why I've got the
body. Wait a minute. Maybe they're thinking, he was rubbing up against some pretty lady. You know, that like if you're walking around.
You know,
unless you're in certain parts of San Francisco, Madison, from what the newspapers say.
Right. But I think that the rhythm of people's lines, like I'm sure there's guys out there who would walk past with a pink body glitter and they would say to themselves, I bet he nailed a good one. But you know, the rhythm of how life treats me, I would walk past and they would instantly think that I was making like macaroni noodle glitter posters in my basement or something.
Well, doing that too, but you know, you were doing that with a very attractive woman.
Right. That's how I got in her pants. I let her think that I was simple, you know, and I needed, would you let the dumb one make me, and then, drop the roofie in the Kool-Aid.
Got you!
Yeah. Exhibit A is like a bag of macaroni. Your Honor, anybody could have had those macaroni noodles. It's a common noodle that can be gotten at any store, and just because they were found in my apartment as well as on her person, circumstantial evidence. Sir, no idea she was 14.
That's what it was. That was it, yeah.
Yeah.
You didn't have to pretend you were simple. You just...
Exactly. Well,
who's up for macaroni crab? Oh my god! Oh, speaking of macaroni crab.
Well, see, the problem is I only got one line. Hey, who wants to do macaroni crab? And you're only going to get the underage girls then. So it's not really my fault. I got one line, and that's what jumps in the net. 14-year-old girls.
Speaking of attractive girls, every week I go to a restaurant for lunch with the office. We go there, and every week, same waitress. And every week on the menu, it's one of those dry erase menus where you take your little marker and you go, I want this stuff, and then they, that's how you would do it.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, so, but every week I draw a little picture on it, you know?
Oh.
But it just started off like just
a
like.
A picture of like a penis?
No.
I like you.
Yeah, right.
You, the stick figure of you with a big erection? I like you.
Well, no, it wasn't really, it was never the consistent waitress for a while, there are three that work there, and know them all because go in there every week. So it's just but it started out with just like waiting for them to come and grab it, and I was just doodling because I was drawing a certain dinosaur all day, and it was on my head, so I just drew it again, and then it just became a habit, and then they became to expect it. Like when I didn't do it, they're like, oh, no drawing today, type of thing.
Yeah.
So then I was like, so then I just would do it. Right. And then so this one, who I call Mila Kunis because that's who she kind of resembles,
oh, right?
Right.
Oh,
and yeah, right. So she comes up and she's like, I don't know drawing today. And I'm like, oh, you know what? My buddy who was with me, the guy who writes a book, I do. He goes, but he takes requests, you know. So it was like, all right, yeah, then let me know. I'll draw you something. What do you want? And she goes, let me think about it. It's like, okay, you know. And then she comes back, and keep in mind, these have been the size of like a business card, right. Just little bitty doodles on there.
Yeah.
She comes back and she goes, I want a macaroni sculpture portrait of me. In all seriousness. And I was like, what? like it's like, oh, sweetheart, we know you're cute, but come on, give it a rest. Like, really? This is how it's been for you? You could just come up with outlandish requests for people and guys just throw themselves to do it? Well, guess what? No!
How are you supposed to do that?
Yeah, I laughed, and she's like, yeah.
Yeah, yes. Mm-hmm. And she's like, with her arms crossed, tapping one.
Yeah, that's right. And I was
I'm
like,
waiting.
Okay, and I pulled the macaroni noodles out of my back pocket because I got them from your house last time I was over. And yeah, started them to work. But, you know, she was like, wanted like pasta sculpt, like portrait of herself. And I was like, yeah, that, like in the next week she asked for it. She's like, where's my pasta picture?
She's
like,
serious.
Yeah. And I was like, you're not getting that. What are you talking about?
How the. On so many levels, that's bizarre.
But blew my mind.
How are you? So let's say you were going to do this. How would you do that?
I don't know. I don't understand. Like, if I was like a schmuck that thought there was a chance to get in her pants or something, you know, yeah, like
by drawing a macro.
Yeah, like if that was going to do it before, then I was like, oh, that's what's gonna do. So this is really going to give me points. You know, like if I thought that was what was going to do it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I thought you were going to tell me she wanted a picture of her boyfriend.
Right. I mean, that would have at least been, like...
That would have been doable.
Yeah. But that would have fallen under, like, the friendly relationship that we have with the waitstaff there. You know,
right,
draw a picture of my boyfriend. Oh, that guy who's... Yeah, sure. You know, there you go.
Yeah.
You know, then...
That's a fine. Bizarre narcissistic fantasy.
Right, yeah.
I don't really pay that much attention to you to even be able to draw your face.
Well,
in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah, right.
But if you want to picture your boobs or your ass,
no problem.
Right. I do that with my eyes closed.
Yeah.
I can see it right now.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. And I got a friend who can cover you with the macaroni noodles while I draw it.
You bring the body glitter.
You got a sister? 14? 15? Weird. We're pretty much done.
Okay.
You want to run, try and grind something else out, or just quit while we're ahead?
That's good enough, I think.
Done.
Let's get rid of, like, what are we going to, I'll get us some plugs, be in Arizona. When's this happen?
I don't know, whenever Joe puts it up. Okay. Before the weekend, I would assume.
All right. Well, we'll both be in, Phoenix Comic Con in Phoenix, Arizona. This whatever dates they are. What is today?
The brewer schedule's up there.
May 24th is today. So
26th.
Yeah.
So Thursday through Sunday in Arizona.
Yeah, you could come in
Phoenix, Arizona, and get sketches and
commissions.
Books
and, yeah, doing a book called Terra Tempo. It's a fantastic book. Entertainment and educational, you know.
You want to plug their website, and then you can go check it out.
Yeah, craigmorecreations.com. Go there.
Yeah, go there, and you can take a look at what the talented Mr. Herndon does here, and then
ChristopherHerndon.com.
ChristopherHerndon.com,
yeah.
And then come by, see him at the show, pick up some stuff.
Right.
Of course, stop by my booth first. Go back. Whatever you got left in your pocket, swing by old Herndon here, and we'll also both.
We'll get the DVD. Yeah, that's something.
Oh yeah. I didn't. You know, I didn't even mention that.
Yeah.
Herndon here was the voice of Satan in the DVD.
Yeah, that's me.
Abraham Lincoln. Can you still do it? You still got the chops?
Yeah.
Yes, I do.
What's the line?
I love what you did to the guy on the bus today. So we had like an over-friendly weirdo on the bus. I'm like, oh, you guys from Milwaukee? And I heard it points at me, he is. And then the guy goes, oh, so you're not from here? Nope. And he still didn't take it. Where are you from? Out west.
Where's that? We're out west. Kentucky. Oh, Kentucky, yeah.
Yeah, good town. Who the hell are you? He's got like a pregnant girlfriend with him. What was
And he got the pregnant. But we ended up being nice. You know, we didn't say anything.
Right.
He just went on and on. And this guy had been on the phone
with his problems.
With his problems. The same problem. We heard his problems, what, three times? Like on the phone, the first guy.
Yeah, he was talking on the phone, telling somebody his problems. Then on the bus on the phone telling someone his problems. And then he said, okay, well, I got to let you go. And then immediately called someone else to tell them his problems. So it's not like...
And then he hung up and told us his
problems. Yeah, so it's not like the guy was super lonely and we were the only two ears he could bend. Like,
right.
You know, like, times I've had in my life where there's nobody around here. Look, buddy, I really got to talk to somebody. I mean, I realize you're just doing my dry cleaning.
Right.
I've got my card here and you have my suit. Until I hand over this card to you to get the suit, you're going to hear what she did to me.
Right.
I didn't deserve any of it. Or maybe I did.
It was an accident. She fell down the stairs. I couldn't have helped it.
I don't know. Maybe I did deserve it. I mean, hear me. Here's what happened, all right?
But the girl, I don't even think her eyes moved. She just sat there the entire time. Just sitting there.
Yeah, your girlfriend, forward. What was he about? He was mid-20s?
If that. I think he was one of those big guys who are about 22 years old.
Yeah, she was about the same.
Yeah.
Probably about 6-8 months pregnant.
Yeah.
And just 100-yard stare right in the front of the bus. Didn't react to him. Didn't react to him talking to two complete strangers.
Right.
And did we... I mean, not to besmirch you, but do we look like guys who could solve his problems? Hey, these two fellas look like they got the heck together. Maybe I could get some life advice from that.
Let's ask the guy who lives in a cabin in the woods and his leprechaun friend.
Maybe he's hoping I was going to give him a pot of gold.
Oh, I was talking about me being the leprechaun with the
oh, but, you know,
I guess I could go both ways.
Exactly. Yeah. Either one of us could be Ted Kaczynski or the leprechaun.
Yeah,
I just assumed because I was shorter.
Let's ask the two Ted Kaczynskis.
Excuse me, before you blow up,
Ted Kaczynski or the whack job college professor.
Before you blow up at YMCA, hear me out here. I got a problem. Maybe you can help me out.
Well, anyway, the guy after we shook hands, this is the first time I think I've ever shaken anybody's hand on the bus.
Not something I would recommend.
Yeah, that's weird. Yeah. So we get off the bus and then we go get the car.
Yeah.
We're driving back to your place and see him walking.
Yeah.
We turn around and see if he wants a ride. We pull up next to him. You give a friendly, go back to Jersey, you know, and he comes over. It's like, hey, how's it going? You guys got a car? And it's like, yeah, we thought maybe we'd give you a ride with her being, you know, her, you know, being 8 months along and whatnot. And he goes, no, thanks. I ain't getting that car with you, lunatic. You guys probably stole this thing. You don't look like you belong in this car. What is it, a Chrysler? Like a new Chrysler? Like champagne, you know, color. You know, looks like we stole it from some poor, you know.
Yeah, so like we rolled some lady for social security. Yeah. Like we did some scam. Excuse me, man. I'm selling Fuller brushes today. And bonk! Take her to spin it around. Right. You know, throw over Matlock DVDs out the window. Woo! Here we go!
And he just looks at us and goes, no thanks.
No thanks.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, like somewhere between us getting off the bus and him going wherever, he like took a smart belt. Oh, you know what? I think I really dodged a bullet with those two characters. I don't know what the hell he's doing talking to them. They were awful interested in my problems too. Wanted to know where I live now.
Yeah.
You know, now I think about it, I was dressed way better than both of those two characters. They're rolling for my shoes or my hoodie. What a strange cat. And then his lady friend, did you notice, didn't stop?
She kept walking.
Yeah, she just kept right on strolling. He came up and was talking to us at the car, and she just kept moving
going
forward.
Just 100-yard stare right there. Yeah.
And she never acknowledged him.
Mm-mm.
Maybe one of those two was the invisible friend of the other or something. Maybe imagine one or both of them.
One was Brad Pitt, one was Ed Norton.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, that was... Yeah, yeah. Like, she, like maybe she just is some catatonic state where he found some broad that, like, maybe, like, did a little too much psychedelics or something, and he just put her in this catatonic.
Well,
where
it, all he has to it do must have, like, been loads of fun getting her pregnant.
Well, yeah, that, I mean, that's kind of maybe was his angle. Like, all right, this is my new lady. You know, like, and he developed some sort of, like, you know, like, affection towards her, but all he has to do is point her in the way and, like, pat her, and she'll just start walking.
Yeah.
And he forgot to pull the reins. And, you know, like, that's why she was in that hoodie. He just, like, tugs back on the hoodie, like, all right. There we are, almost to mom's house.
Oh. All right, well, we're along now.
Yeah, we're
so let's get on out of here. We got stuff to do. You got we both got planes to catch tomorrow.
Yeah,
so.
All right. ChrisFerndon.com. Sorry, ChrisFerndon.com.
All right, and you know where to find me, I assume by now, astrangesvoice.com or arsenicwallaby.com. And we'll see you all in Phoenix. I'm doing a panel with Herndon here, convention horror story, so you get to hear us complain about all the worst things that have happened at conventions. And we'll see you then. Until next time, think! With narcissistic flaws and sex appeal. Drop their plots.